Hello, hello. I think you know who we are by now. Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy looks to Hindu meditation, frequency of God, ahead of national title game. All right, for those of you who are not into sports ball, one of the toughest crowns to win is the college football national championship. Because there are so many teams, and you've got to run the gauntlet. And also be good enough to be voted by a panel of judges to be in the Final Four. It's not a straightforward meritocracy. So it's a tough haul to get there. And my beloved Alabama Crimson Tide, while they made it to the title game, not the title game, while they made it to the playoffs, they did not win. In fact, they did not, they didn't win. Unfortunate, but a lot of teams that wanted to be in the playoffs also would have lost to Michigan because they're good. They're the number one in the country, and they deserve to be the number one team in the country, the number two team in the country. Washington, they deserve to be the number two team in the country. So regardless of what anyone might say in this arena, including me, the two teams that should be there are there. Why am I talking about sports ball? Because Christians are. Christians, look, I'm telling you, I get this pushback every now and then that, you know, I'm only focusing on a certain type of Christianity or certain issues that don't matter. And I just keep saying it, and you can keep not believing me if you want to. I'm going to Christian sources and quoting Christians, Christian publications, in fact, to tell you what Christians think is important. Let me just explain the job of editing a publication like a magazine. In case you are not familiar with it. Think about movies. The cinematographer is the person who shows you what they want you to see. They're a storyteller telling a story through a narrow lens. It's a very small view, and everything you know about the story being told comes through the view of the lens and where that is pointed at. Who decides where it's pointed at, and what you see within that space? Well, that's ultimately cinematography, okay? They're telling you the things, they're showing you the things that are important for the story. This is the exact job of a magazine editor or a newspaper editor. There are lots of things they could write about, but they have a particular focus, and they're showing you what they think is important to them. That's the lens. That's what an editor does of a paper. So these Christian publications, they're not just throwing out random stories. They're throwing out the stories. They're offering up the stories that define them as a Christian, the stories that they think are important to Christians, for Christians. These are the things that Christians do and should care about. That's what Christian publications are doing. They are, in essence, defining real Christianity. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. That's what they're doing. And so when I go to these sources and I look at what's, you know, at the top of the list, you know, maybe the top five, top 10 stories of the list, this is what they are. These are the things that they are using to define who they are as Christians and what they think is important for Christians. And I try to get a cross-section of those stories and different Christian sources. So I am if you don't like the stories that I'm telling in these shorts and on the main shows, your problem is not with me. It's with your fellow Christians, okay? So with that, you've probably forgotten the headline by now. Let me just remind you, Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy looks to Hindu meditation, frequency of God ahead of national title game. newspaper titles are weird. So chopped up sentences and such. I hate that trend. But okay. So, Mr. McCarthy, this quarterback, he definitely has some Eastern religion influence. Definitely has some Eastern religion influence. He says so. Let's just take a look at a couple of paragraphs here. I'm going to play a video. It's just going to be the audio of the video because I'm not doing video here. But I'm going to play a video at the end that's 2 minutes long. So I'm not going to tell you everything in this story from this story. I just want to give you a taste of what's to come. But despite their own field success, it's been McCarthy's unorthodox rituals off the field that have raised eyebrows among sports fans and Christian commentators alike. In a December 30th interview with The Atlantic, McCarthy shared his longtime program ritual of Eastern-style meditation and listening to what he says is comparable to white noise. The ritual involves what are known as pranayama, Hindu deep breathing exercises, which, according to Hindu teaching, are used to harness and manipulate universal energy known as prana. Such practices like pranayama are associated with so-called, I'm going to get this wrong, Kundalini energy, which is considered the mainstay of all yoga practices. I'm just going to leave that there for a moment. Just bear in mind, this is a very conservative Christian writing this, and refers to the Hindu beliefs in a serpent, and refers to the Hindu belief in a serpent power or goddess, which begins to evolve after being coiled up at the base of one's spine. I'll just pause there for a moment. It's interesting that this particular practice involves a serpent that provides the magic that makes the change. In the Christian story, it's also a serpent that provides the magic that makes the change. This is a walking, talking serpent in the Christian story who knows things that are forbidden knowledge. He knows things that he shouldn't know. So, interesting parallel there. After the breathing exercise, McCarthy said he typically will put on headphones and listen to a specific frequency of sound, 963 hertz, which is often referred to as the frequency of God. Well, here we go. I wasn't familiar with this until I read this story, but apparently there's just a big thing around 963. The 963 hertz, the frequency of God. It's kind of like white noise, he told The Athletic. It does some things I can't even really describe. Now, by the way, this is how Christians describe the Holy Spirit in some ways. They don't call it white noise, but it does things that, well, they sure as heck can't describe. He told the outlet, he began meditating in high school and got serious about the Eastern practice at Michigan, where McCarthy is 25-1 as Michigan's starting quarterback and has thrown for over 2,600 yards and 19 touchdowns so far this season. In case you don't know much about sports ball, that's pretty good. But I just want you to remember that this is all background to what I'm going to play you here in a couple of minutes. Before leading the Wolverines to their Rose Bowl victory, over four-seeded Alabama last week, fans spotted McCarthy apparently meditating as he sat barefoot and cross-legged near one of the goalposts. And while most of the mainstream media has lauded McCarthy for the meditative practices, with some outlets praising it as a form of mental health care or even as a cure for depression, a popular Christian YouTuber is warning that pranayama and other similar practices are occultic in nature. Now, here's where I'm going to stop the video or stop the article. And I'm going to play you the video. I'll come back. Let me just say this before the video. What is occultic? How do we define occultic? I know there have been some shows about this. It's real hard to define occultic. You know, at some level, a cult is a religion other than yours. And something that's occult is something that seems weird to you, you know, in different and exotic from your religious culture and background. I know that that is not how any dictionary defines it, but this seems to be how Christians use the term. This really seems to be how they think about a cult. Think about this for a moment. Think about divination. We talked about that not very long ago. Divination, well, you see, Christians believe in prophecy, which is seeking knowledge about the future, obtaining knowledge about the future via a supernatural means, which is, you know, a spirit from heaven giving you this supernatural knowledge so that you can share with other people. Well, that's okay. But you see, if it comes from some other spirit besides one from heaven, same stuff, different spirit, then it's divination, right? If it's a Christian, it's prophecy. If it's not a Christian, it's divination. If you appeal to a spirit and your grandmother recovers from cancer, which was going to kill her, but now is completely gone, well, that's just prayer. That's the power of prayer. If you do the same thing via some other means, appeal to some other power, then it's occult. You see what I mean? I think you begin to see what I mean. Christians, they're always talking about, always praising God and praying to God, you know, before the games and things like that. It's a very visible kind of thing. They're appealing to God. And when they win, they thank God. This is supposed to be some kind of evidence, I guess, that they're spiritual people and God has blessed them for their spirituality somehow. However, McCarthy, who is about to run the gauntlet of one of the toughest sports trophies to receive, he's not praising God so much. He's crediting it to his Eastern religion practices, and that's a cult. So, one question that you might ask is, you know, if it is proof that prayer works, you know, when Deion Sanders' team wins, because he's always, you know, preaching God, then shouldn't it be equally powerful evidence when players and teams win who practice other practices and appeal to other powers? Shouldn't that suggest that those powers are also just as good? Well, you might think you know the answer. The reason I'm playing the video, one more thing before I hit play on this. The reason I'm playing the video is because this article starts quoting this person. Let's see. There's a name. Okay. Spencer Smith. Spencer Smith. He has 200,000 YouTube followers. I will never have 200,000 YouTube followers. If I ever do, something went terribly wrong in the universe. Spencer Smith. This article spends the rest of its time quoting Spencer Smith and talking about Spencer Smith and his theories. And that's important because this is another thing that is critical for editorial in a publication. They cite the people in the way that they're citing it here. They cite them because they agree with them. Okay, they're citing them because they are saying something that the paper wants you to know. All right, so they're not citing him randomly. They put a lot of what he says into this article, but rather than read it from the article, this paper, this publication is endorsing this guy and what he's saying. I just want you to hear it in his own voice. Here we go.
And the reason that they have gone undefeated is largely because they've got a good coach. But another major factor in their success this year is they have a demon-possessed quarterback. Nice guy. Super nice guy. Super nice guy. Smiley guy. Yeah, I mean, he's not walking around like he's some zombie, like, I've got devils in me. He's not, that's not what demon-possessed people look like. Not at first. They get a measure of success. They start practicing mystery religion. And the thing about mystery religion is that it works. Oh, if you sit there and do a bunch of rituals asking the universe for money, I promise you, you'll get rich. If you do a bunch of rituals and focus your chi and do your yoga and you want health, I promise you, mystery religion can give you health. It'll give you results because it works. If you want to be a famous musician and you go off and practice mystery religion like Adele does, carrying around her crystals everywhere she goes, you can have a beautiful singing voice and make a lot of money, be famous, and be loved by everybody as the grand diva of the world today. But you have to lose your soul in the process. This article that I read right here, I didn't use it because I thought it was stupid, but I mean, it talks about how that this guy's dating a Christian girl and how that he is a Christian. No, he's not. Aligning your center, doing pranayama, using the 963 frequency, and bringing your soul to a centered state ain't nowhere in no Bible, nowhere that you've ever seen. This guy's an occultist. Michigan's going to win because they have a demon-possessed quarterback.
Okay. There you have it. The reason this quarterback has been so successful is because he is demon-possessed. Spencer is not saying this metaphorically. He believes that this quarterback is literally being inhabited by a demon. He believes that the practice of this kind of Eastern meditation is a door to the demonic. It is occult. Furthermore, he believes that the power is real, baby. Because, of course, he does. I ask you, was it just yesterday? From my perspective, a day or two ago. Is this real? Is this real? Do you Christians believe that this kind of power is real? I have gotten no response. Now, to be fair, I haven't gotten any response from non-Christians telling me about their former beliefs about such things. Spencer believes that it's real. The reason this quarterback is successful is because he has tapped into real power that is not of God. You know, Adele can sing like she does because, you know, perhaps she has tapped into real power that is not of God. If you want to be rich and famous and beautiful and popular, you too can tap into this real power that is not of God, that exists. And apparently all you have to do is ask the universe. So, folks, is this real? Is this real Christianity? I can't tell you how many Christians I talk to who believe this. I'm going to do a show on this soon. I have earmarked a video for this, but you know, I was hoping to get some feedback before I did that show. It keeps popping up because so many Christians believe this. This is not some fringe view. This is a very mainstream Christian view. Mainstream as in real Christianity, boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. That's what we're talking about. So, is McCarthy just crazy to believe that he's tuning into some kind of magic frequency? You betcha. But the Christian is even crazier. So, one other thing that I wanted to stress from the video, because again, we've been having some conversation about this on the board. Spencer just declares that this guy is not a Christian. He's dating a Christian. He calls himself a Christian. But Spencer says this guy's no Christian. Why? Because this type of meditation is not in the Bible. Can't find it in the Bible. But why does that make him not a Christian? Maybe he is a Christian. He has satisfied the requirements of mere Christianity. I wish you could see the air quotes that I'm using there. Of mere Christianity. That doesn't mean he has an understanding of everything that he should and shouldn't believe. And so along the way, he also picked up some things about, you know, energies and powers and asking the universe for stuff. I mean, for him, he thinks that God is in charge of all of that. He calls himself a Christian. So he just thinks that he's tapping into another way that God works. Why is he not a Christian? So, even if one is dabbling into the occult, unbeknownst, you know, Christian kids play with Ouija boards. Does that make them not a Christian? Does Spencer have a point here? Is this not a Christian? If he's not, why not? Explain to me why not, and what essential of the Christian faith he is violating here. Or is Spencer and the entirety of the Christian Post that put this up there, are they just out to lunch? Come on, you know what to do. Skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log in your Discuss account and discuss away. You can send me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. And in the meantime, I'm out.